If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. By the way, don't forget, you can also hear us through our website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Well, today I'm going to talk about celebrity exorcists. And you know, if you've listened to my show before, I really don't like them. And so I'm going to talk about why not to listen to them. These are the people you see on YouTube and you see them on interviews in various places who are always talking about their exploits and how we should deal with concerns about the demonic. So let us switch over to today's homily, which was recorded at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. It was recorded at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. So we'll switch over to that, and you can hear my words on celebrity exorcists. Let's see what I said.
You look at the gospel today, and what happens is Jesus arrives on the scene, and right away we see this response of the demons, and Jesus casts them out. And that becomes the focus at that point. Because Jesus came to free people from those things that are oppressing them and taking away their humanity. So you'll see in the Gospel of Mark this year, he also sets up and leads people away from the Pharisees who were using the law to oppress the people. But notice something else. If you see in this gospel, the focus is on Jesus. So we see the demonic, but we see the focus is on Jesus. And one of the reasons why I wanted to speak about this today, because as we see the people come to realize the power of Jesus has come, the power of the kingdom of God, and therefore they will be free from those things that oppress them because of the power of Jesus. But one of the things we're dealing with today, it's very common, especially if you see these on YouTube or TikTok or anything else, is we have what I call celebrity exorcists. And these are usually priests who tell you that they are exorcists and start doing this whole talk about how they know so much about the devil and how to be freed from the devil. And they tend to do something that leads people to see the opposite, what you see here. What you see is the power of the gospel, the power of Jesus Christ freeing people from the demonic. What you see in the opposite is the idea that the devil is stronger than even God. You see this whole thing, you have to be careful, the devil this, the devil that, the devil. Every diocese has an exorcist. Now, first of all, I should explain what a celebrity exorcist is. A celebrity exorcist is someone who calls themselves an exorcist. They usually have a YouTube channel or a TikTok channel. They usually, you see them on Catholic shows or even secular shows, and they're always talking about their work as exorcists. Please ignore them. A true exorcist, every diocese has them. Generally, you don't know who they are. And I'm not even sure who the exorcist for the diocese is for the Archdiocese of Boston. And there's a reason for that. Because the exorcist has a job to do, and the most powerful tool against the devil is humility. So what is the most powerful tool for the devil? When you're out boasting of all the things you do as an exorcist. And that's why I get really irritated when I see these. And the true exorcist you usually don't know, and they have to be appointed by the archbishop, and if they're going, or the bishop, and they're going to do a case, the bishop has to give permission. And the reason is because in the exorcist world, which I am not an exorcist, if the bishop doesn't give permission, then the demonic force says the church is not there. So it tends to fail. So obviously, you only work with the diocesan bishop. And one of the important things to realize is the power of the gospel, as we see, is there. The power of Jesus Christ is there. Now, let me give you an example. If I were to tell you that there is a nuclear reactor on the other side of that wall, and if you open up the door, and you will be exposed to a lethal form of radiation, how do you make sure that doesn't happen? Don't open up the door. It's really simple. It's kind of like, doctor, it hurts when I do this. Well, then don't do that. It's very simple. So there are certain practices that can open you up to trouble, and you just don't do them. You know, if you've ever remember the movie The Exorcist, what was it that led to the possession? Playing with a Ouija board. I obviously have talked to exorcists. I'm not talking about the celebrity time. And one of the things that I asked one, I said, I understand that a Ouija board is a portal. No, he says, there's no portal. It's direct contact. So don't use a Ouija board. Don't get involved in the occult. Don't play with tarot cards. Don't do any of that stuff because it's a form of divination. It's a form of saying, I'm going to look to another god, and that will always lead you into trouble. So how do you prevent that from happening? Don't do it. It's really simple. And if you do it, then you do have the sacrament of reconciliation. The sacrament of reconciliation is more powerful than 100 exorcisms. Every exorcist will tell you that. It is very powerful because it's a sacrament. It's the manifestation of God's grace directly. An exorcism is a sacramental. It's like a blessing. It's a little stronger than a blessing, but it's basically in the same category. So the sacrament of the reconciliation is the most powerful form of exorcism we have. And by the way, I don't know if you're all aware of it, but pretty much all of you have been through an exorcism because it's part of the rite of baptism. So, yes. But when you listen to these celebrity exorcists, they put all this mystery on it, and they put all this power, and all of a sudden, you have people turning around and say, if I go to a horror movie, I'm going to be possessed. That's absurd. And too many people buy into this. Now, you probably don't, but you may know people who do. And one of the best things to do is never watch a celebrity exorcist, ever. Never watch them on TV, never watch them on a special, never watch them on YouTube, never. Because they really are more dangerous than they're worth. Now, one of the other things to keep in mind when it comes to exorcism is we understand the power of the Lord, and so if you're staying close to your prayers, stay close to the sacraments, being the people we're called to do, then there's never any issue to even watch these people. One of the interesting things that came out a long time ago was from Boris Karloff. Boris Karloff, I'm sure you know, played Frankenstein in the movie from, I think, 1934. And he played Frankenstein in every other Frankenstein movie that came up until Frankenstein meets Abbott and Costello. And at that point, he said, that was the end of Frankenstein, because once you laugh at the monster has no more power. With that, I'll tell you a very simple story. It's not from me. I got it from someone else, and I have no idea who it was. The devil runs into a church, and he says, I'm the devil. And everyone in the church runs out, and they're all scared, and runs out. But there's one guy just sitting there in the front, and he's just praying. And the devil runs up to him, I'm the devil. Nothing. He does it again. I'm the devil. Nothing. And finally he says, you're not afraid of me? And he goes, nope. And he says, why aren't you afraid of me? He says, because I've been working for your brother for 30 years. Just keep in mind, don't worry about all this exorcism stuff that's out there that people have been there since the movie first came out. And definitely do not pay attention to any of these celebrity exorcists.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Well, I have a suggestion for you, and that is that if you ever want to attend our Mass here at St. Anthony Parish, you have a standing invitation right now to attend the 10 o'clock AM Mass every Sunday. So if you're looking to, you're saying, you know, I want to start getting back to church. Lent is coming soon and everything else. Well, you're welcome to come to St. Anthony Parish and just see what we do there. That's also our chanted mass. So we chant the responses during the liturgy of the Eucharist. Now, I understand that you may feel uncomfortable when you're sitting there in the pew if you're not going to contribute because you're not ready yet. That's fine. No one really notices. But if you feel self-conscious, here's what to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston and doesn't go for any other church or any other parish. But if you come here and you're not ready to contribute yet, just write the word radio down on a piece of paper. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. You can also find us at ST for St. SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So anyway, we're back and we're talking about celebrity exorcists. Now, I'm not talking about exorcists in general. I'm talking about celebrity exorcists. So the important thing is stay close to the sacraments. Do what the church says. Do what the gospel says, and don't get too lost in these people who are all boasting of all their stories and how they dealt with someone who got possessed. And this is a, don't listen to these guys. They'll scare you and give you the impression that the devil has more power than he actually does. The devil has no power before the throne of God. That's important to understand, and you are in God's kingdom. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.